God is wonderful and God is glorious. I thank God for the opportunity to be here. Turn in your Bibles, Hebrews chapter number 9 this evening, the book of Hebrews chapter number 9. And I will not hold you long, most likely. I said most likely. Chapter number 9 in the book of Hebrews. We just want to mind God, let loose. Amen. And like the old timers say, if your shoes are too tight, kick them off. If your tie is too tight, go ahead and loosen it up. Brother Ray, you took that opportunity too fast right there. But I appreciate it and so much. Hebrews chapter number 9, verse number 6 is where I want to begin reading. The book of Hebrews chapter number 9, verse number 6. Now when these things were thus ordained, the priest went always into the first tabernacle, accomplishing the service of God. But into the second went the high priest alone once a year, not without blood, which he offered for himself and for the errors of the people. The Holy Ghost, this signifying that the way into the holiest of all was not yet made manifest, while as the first tabernacle was yet standing, which was a figure for the time then present, in which we offered or were offered both gifts and sacrifices, that could not make him that did the service perfect as pertaining to the conscience, which stood only in meats and drinks and diverse washings and carnal ordinances imposed on them unto the time of the Reformation. But Christ being come and high priest of good things to come, by a greater and more perfect tabernacle, not made with hands, that is to say, not of this building. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Neither by the blood of goats and calves, but by his own blood. Glory to God. He didn't have to have somebody else's. He had his own, and that was the perfect, spotless Lamb of God. Neither by the blood of goats and calves, but by his own blood, he entered once into the holy place, having ordained eternal redemption for us. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, God, we thank you right now, Lord, for the opportunity to be here in your house. Lord, we thank you for those that are joining us by way of the internet. Lord, we thank you for that opportunity to be able to spread your word and spread the gospel of Jesus Christ all over the world from this place in Jonesboro, Georgia. But God, I beg you, just touch us right here, right now. God, it's not me. It's not anyone else that is here. But God, we want to make much of you. We want to raise you up. We want to lift your name up highly. God, we thank you so much for the wonderful name of Jesus Christ. The way that we can be saved is through his name. Lord, through the redemption of his blood. And we thank you, God, for the gift of Jesus Christ. And Lord, we beg you right now that your Holy Spirit of God would descend upon this place. God, I pray that you'd make it so real, make it so thick, that God, we would not be able to stand to minister, but the Holy Ghost of God would come and hover in this place tonight. It's in Christ's name that we pray. Amen. And amen. Glory to God. Now, I want to preach to you this evening. We looked at the entrance that Jesus Christ made into the Holy of Holies. And there's some entrances that Jesus Christ made all over this world and when he came to be part of this world. And there's entrances that we all make every day. Now, each and every one of us got up this morning. Every one of us, well, most of us bathed. And most of us combed our hair, and most of us got ready and tried to look just sharp and look right. I mean, Brother Dustin, I mean, every time he comes out, it's amazing. That's the only way I can describe it. It's just amazing, I'm telling you. And I'm just playing with you, Justin. I'm not really, but I'm playing. But it's just wonderful. You get ready, we get dressed, we get everything that we need to do, and we go, and some people come in and we quietly greet each other. You know, there's some of you that quietly greet. Then there's other people that come in and kind of make a little more noise, but you just go ahead and you say hello to your friends and your families and those that have trusted in Christ here, that we're just enjoying each other. Then there's some of us that just burst into the room. Amen, Brother Tom. I was thinking about you. Amen. And myself and my sister Michelle. Glory to God. I tell you, I'm going to get in trouble if I keep talking about them. I really am. But we look at these things. We look at how people go in and do that. My brother-in-law, after Mandy and Daniel started dating, he got on the bus for the very first time when I was still going with the family. And he said, "What has gotten into Shane?" And Mandy said, "He's like that all the time." And he said, "Wow, I thought he was quiet. I thought he was subdued. Boy, was he wrong." And I thought, how are we supposed to make an entrance? And I looked up, Google is great for a lot of things. And you know that there's actually an etiquette for how to enter a room? According to Google, I've never used it correctly. Most all of you have never used it correctly either, most likely. But according to Google, you're supposed to walk in. When you walk into a room, you're supposed to smile politely. And then after you smile politely, you're supposed to take one step to the right of the entrance. And you're supposed to wait until someone greets you before you go and about to start greeting other people. And this is amazing to me. You're never supposed to rush into a room. You walk in slowly, step right to the entrance. You smile, you pause a few minutes and wait till someone is. And then everyone watches the entrance. They say that that is your only opportunity to make a first impression. That's very true. The entrances that Jesus Christ has made, though. Wow. The entrances that Christ has made, you look at the entrances that he has made, I'm amazed at how he's done. The entrance that he made, Brother Steve, the entrance that he made into my heart. The entrance that he made into my heart that night when I was a six-year-old little boy and I got gloriously born again into the family of God. Glory, hallelujah. The entrance that he's made into your heart that night that you got saved, whether it's Monday through Sunday, whichever time it is or whatever day it was, you just think about that entrance that God, Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit of God, revealed himself to you and draw you close to him and entered into your heart after you have trusted him as your Savior. Oh, how great it is, how wonderful it is to think about how God has entered into our lives. We think that our text begins to talk about the entrance that he made into the Holy of Holies. The entrance that he only had to make one time. Brother Tom, thank God that he wasn't like the other high priest that had to go year after year and time after time, but only came one time because his death was sufficient the first time. The only time. The greatest time. And I began to look through and I began to think about, Brother Landon, some of the entrances that I want to make. There's an entrance of joy that I want to be able to make. One wherever Jesus Christ is able to say, enter into the joy of thy Lord. That's an entrance that I'm looking forward to, that I would be able to hear possibly a well done, thy good and faithful servant. I work hard. I trust that Jesus Christ is sending me to do things. And I'm doing all that I can do just to be able to make an entrance into that joy. But there's also another joy that I'm looking, or another entrance I'm looking forward to, and that's an entrance of rest. Now, let's just be honest with you. It's Sunday night. I knew Sister Dawn, glory to God. How many of us are tired tonight? We're just tired. We'll be honest. And there's a lot of times where we're really tired and we're trying to push and we're trying to go. And I know that many of you said, well, if I would have known Brother Joe wasn't preaching tonight, I wouldn't have come. And some of you looked at the ceiling just now, and I know exactly what you thought. Praise the Lord. No, I'm joking. But there's a rest that Jesus Christ has offered to us. Hebrews chapter number 4 says this, "For we which have believed do enter into rest." Oh, there's a rest that's coming. Brother Jose, there's a rest that Jesus Christ is going to give us someday, that Jesus Christ comes again and pulls us up to his sides and takes us to heaven. Glory to God, I'm looking forward to that rest. There's also an entrance that I get to do that I'm privileged with on a daily basis, an hourly basis, if I desire. What is that? An entrance into the presence of Almighty God. You say, how do I have that invitation? Well, I don't have to ask Mom and Dad, Brother Jim, if I can go to their house. Sometimes they probably don't want me to come to their house. But I don't have to ask permission. And I'm so thankful that I don't have to ask permission to be able to go over to Mom and Dad and to pour out my heart and to be able to tell them. But then there's an Almighty God that also says you don't have to ask permission. You don't have to have a special request. There's not a time that you have to set aside. You don't have to make an appointment, glory to God, to be able to come and be in my presence, because I want you to be in my presence. I desire that you come and be part of me, and I want a communion with you. I want to spend time with you. I want to thankful that I'm looking forward, that I can go boldly before the throne of grace and go into the presence of God and see that God is working in my life. But you say, well, what about the entrances that Jesus Christ has made? Well, there's some awesome entrances that he made. Well, I want to look at the very first one that you begin to see is the entrance that he made that made the remedy for us all, the birth in Bethlehem. You say, is it Christmas time already? Is it not July? It's not July. It's September. It's getting close, glory to God. Only 90 days. There's an entrance into Bethlehem that Jesus Christ made. When he began to that virgin born, that Jesus, the birth of it, into this world, he made a difference. And there was a birth that took place that made all other births. Just, how do you describe it? That is the birth of God. God with us, Emmanuel coming down and being with us, and that birth and that entrance into Bethlehem, an entrance that changed the world. If you got your Bibles, I want you to look with me in a few verses, and it won't take me long to get there. Luke chapter number 2, you all know that everyone talks about this scripture at Christmas time. But I saw a sign the other day that said Christmas can be every day in the life of a Christian. So here today, on September the 12th, we can celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ. The remedy coming in, the entrance into Bethlehem, and how he has touched this life. Luke chapter number 2, verse number 6 says this, and so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. Speaking about Mary, his mother. And she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. We begin to see the entrance. Well, this is an entrance that's a lowly entrance. It's a humble entrance. It's not the entrance that a king deserved. Glory to God. It's not an entrance that other kings would have. It wasn't the silver rattler that was able. He wasn't laid in a beautiful crib that was adorned with comfortable tidings. It wasn't those great place that he was able to go in. But yet he was a humble man that was raised there and was born there into that area. And the entrance was a joyful entrance. You say, well, why was it so joyful? Why were they rejoicing? Because of the announcement that was given to them. You say, what kind of announcement? Well, you all know, because you are all Sunday night Christians. And I'm not getting you anything that you don't know. But let's praise God because of what Jesus Christ entered into heaven, or entered into Bethlehem this way. Luke chapter number 2, verse number 10. And the angel said unto them, fear not. I'm going to be honest with you. Glory to God. That is one of God's favorite sayings throughout the entire Bible. He says it time and time and time again. Whenever he shows up, Brother Jerry, he says, fear not. Whenever things are going wrong, he says, fear not. When things seem like they're all going to be going behind us and we're not going to be able to make it, he says, fear not. I'm thankful that I don't have anything to fear when Jesus Christ is on my side. When God is for me, who can be against me? Greater is he that's in me than he that is in this world. I'm thankful that Jesus Christ had an angel to step out and to say, fear not, glory God. For behold, I bring you good tidings of what? Great joy. We need some joy up here tonight. Glory to God. We need to have the thought that Jesus Christ was not only birth, glory to God, on this earth, but the Holy Spirit of God birthed something inside of me because of this birth, because of this entrance into Bethlehem. Of bring you great tidings, good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David, which is Christ the Lord. Boy, an angelic choir begins to sing, begins to announce his birth. And why? Because of his birth, there is nothing for us to fear. Thank God that the devil has no power over me because of the birth of Jesus Christ, because of the death of Jesus Christ, because of the resurrection of Jesus Christ. I have nothing to fear because he is on my side. The announcement was wonderful, but also the adoration was wonderful. You begin to look a little further in verse number 20. Look with me. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God to all the things that they had heard and seen, as it was told unto them. Oh my, I'm telling you, how that we get an announcement from heaven every Sunday. We get an announcement from heaven. We could get it every day if we look for it. When we get in the Word of God, we get an announcement from glory that we should be able to go out and tell others in the highways and the byways. Every Sunday we go out, Brother Joe, our pastor, pours his heart out and preaches his heart out. And boy, we need to go out with the announcement that he has given to us. And we want to go out with adoration and tell everybody we come in contact with, look what God has done for me today. Boy, I get in the Word of God in the mornings, and sometimes in the evenings we go and get back in the Word of God. And it's absolutely amazing to see what God opens His heart up. And I will be honest with you, Brother Earl, it just gives me a heart of adoration that I just want to praise Him. I just want to thank Him. I just want to be so thankful that God has done that. They searched out to find this great entrance that Jesus Christ made. Jesus Christ was not in that palace that they're looking for, but they found Him over there in that little manger, and He was there, and they praised God for seeing the promise. Oh, this was a promise that was made years and years and years ago, and thank God that the promise was now before their eyes, and they had something to praise God about. I'm going to tell you, glory to God, we've got something to praise God about tonight. Why? Because God has given us a promise, and the promises of promises that He has touched our lives. And He has provided the Lamb, and He has given us salvation. And I'm thankful that I have an adoration for the Lord Jesus Christ, and I can praise Him for what He has done. Oh boy, that adoration that we have, that's a remedy that has been that entrance into Bethlehem. But then we look at another entrance. You say, well, what is that entrance? This is an entrance of reason. What is that entrance of reason? There's an interest at the baptism of Jesus Christ. He desires and He enters in to the ministry here that God has given to him. His public ministry that God had given him. Look with me in Matthew chapter number 3. Matthew chapter number 3 verse number 13 says this. Then cometh Jesus from Galilee to Jordan unto John to be baptized of him. You say, well, what was He doing? He was giving us the example that we needed to follow Him in this manner, in this way. And there was an approach that God had given in that way. Look in John chapter number, I won't make you turn there. John chapter number 1, verse number 29, it says this. The next day, John seeth Jesus coming unto him and saith, behold, the Lamb of God. Boy, he identified who was there. Glory to God. Have you ever how many of you have ever gone to a family reunion and had people kiss you that you had no idea who they were? I'm telling you. They kiss you on the cheek. When you get fat, they start pulling your cheeks at you. And it's not just kids. They do it to adults. I don't like it. So family, if you're watching, don't squeeze my cheeks no more, please. Oh. There you have those people that you have absolutely no idea who they are. I don't know how to identify them. They say that they're part of my family. They say that, but I'll be honest with you, I don't know. It may be an imposter. But here we are. We're looking, and John the Baptist says, there's no mistake. I know exactly who that is. Behold the Lamb of God, the one that taketh away the sin of the world. Glory to God. How many are glad that He took your sins away? I'm so glad that He took my sins away. I'm so glad that He washed them and took them away and removed them completely out of there. But that approach is when He said, I identify who it is that's coming to me. It is the Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world. Jesus' approach there, John proclaimed His title. But not only did he proclaim His title, but he also proclaimed His purpose. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Even if I did come up with that, that's good right there. His title, the Lamb of God. His purpose, to take away the sin of the world. Oh, I'm so thankful that he did accomplish just that, that he did do that. And by the way, when he went into the ministry, not only was there an approach that people were able to see who he was and what he was there for, but somebody approved of him being there. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Some of y'all are going to get it in a minute. Hallelujah. God Almighty, the Father. This is one of the few places in the book of Matthew that you begin to see not only the Holy Spirit of God descending in the form of a dove, but Jesus Christ, the Son of God, being baptized. But you hear the voice of God the Father saying, "This is my Son in whom I am well pleased. Hear ye him." Thank God that he approved that Jesus was being baptized. And God opened up the heavens. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He opened up the heavens and God spoke his approval to him. Not only there's an entrance of reception. Look with me a little further down. The entrance into Jerusalem. Now, the entrance into Jerusalem was a fun, exciting, wonderful parade. You say, how do you see that? The triumphant entry of Jesus Christ was just that. Look with me in Luke chapter number 19. Luke chapter number 19, verse number 28, the Bible says this, "And when he had thus spoken, he went before, ascending up to Jerusalem." He set his mind to know his purpose and began to do just what he was there to do. They actually went, they got the donkey, they brought it back to him, and he began to go in. And there was an admiration for the Lord Jesus Christ. Now you say, now people will love you one day and hate you the next. Amen. I've lived it. They'll love you one time. They'll hate you the next time. They love you the next time. They hate you the next time. I'm telling you, sometimes my head has gone so many times around that I don't know what direction. Sometimes I answer the phone and say, which one is it this time? Dr. Jekyll or Mr. Hyde? Oh, I need to be quiet. But there's an admiration for that Lord Jesus Christ. In Mark chapter number 11, he says this, "And they brought unto him the colt to Jesus and cast their garments on him to be, and he sat upon him. And they spread their garments in the way, and others cut down branches of trees and strawed them in the way." They laid their clothes out before Jesus Christ. Others cut branches down before Jesus Christ, as it was customary for a king to come into as an entrance into a city. They knew that this was the Messiah. They knew that this man was Jesus Christ. The applause was great for him. Have you ever had people loving you and applauding for you? Not too many. But thankful that when we have that applause, that we have that. And Jesus Christ had that applause. These people were saying, "Blessed is the King that cometh in the name of the Lord, peace in heaven and glory to the highest." They were so happy to have Jesus Christ with them. I'll be honest with you, I'm happy to have Jesus with me right now. Well, the entrance that he made into Jerusalem, it didn't take him long, though. This was a parade, though. And it's actually said, Brother Jim, that in order for a king to have a parade to come in, or a general to have a parade, they would have to conquer 5,000 soldiers to be able to have that parade. Brother Cato, in just a few weeks, in just a few months after this, guess what happened? There were 5,000 souls conquered. Glory to God, hallelujah. 5,000 souls conquered for the Lord Jesus Christ. And they were born and gloriously born into the family of God. Why? Because of what he did, for the sacrifice that he made. And they were applauding him, they were lauding him, they were thanking God for him. But then it all came to a halt. He made an entrance into a grave. And everybody thought it was over. Key word, thought. Aren't you glad that it doesn't end there? I went to a funeral Friday morning, and the preacher said, "It doesn't end here." Wow. It didn't end for Jesus, Brother John. It didn't end for Jesus when he went into the grave, because it was just a waiting spot. And then when a child of God enters into a grave, that's not the end. It's only the beginning. Jesus Christ went down and he began to do something for great and mighty that takes us back, and we've gone full circle. Hebrews chapter 9. But look with me in verse number 11. But Christ, being come and high priest of good things to come, by a greater and more perfect tabernacle, not made with hands, that is to say, not of this building, neither by the blood of goats and calves, but by his own blood he entered once into the holy place, having obtained eternal redemption for us. For if the blood of bulls and goats and ashes of a heifer sprinkled on the unclean satisfieth to the purifying of the flesh. Glory to God. Verse number 14 just makes you, just grips you, just rips your heart out, just absolutely grab hold of you. How much more shall the blood of Christ, glory to God, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without spot to God, purge your conscience from the dead works to serve the living God. Let me just go ahead and tell you, boy, the blood of bulls and goats and the ashes of a heifer, they were only covering, but the blood of Jesus Christ takes away the sin of the world, removed the sin of the world, took my sins away, removed my sins from me. That's why that I can sing that old hymn, "What sins are you talking about?" Glory to God. I'm excited to know that God doesn't remember what's going on in my life, that God doesn't try to bring back to remembrance, but the devil will try to fight me and the devil will try to push me. But thank God that Jesus Christ entered in to that place of redemption, glory to God, for me and for you to go into the Holy of Holies, not the one here on earth. Glory to God. Can you just imagine the doors of heaven? You say, are there doors in heaven? Well, the book of Revelation says, and I saw a door open. All right? So can you imagine that whenever the grave starts getting nervous and whenever the death angel starts getting nervous and all of a sudden sin starts getting nervous? Why? Because they can't handle what Jesus is putting on them. Why? Then all of a sudden that he walks into the Holy of Holies, not the one made by hands, but the one that is over on the other side. That, hey, the one that this is just a temporary thought, a process of it. But thank God that this is the one, the throne of God, the mercy seat of God. He walks in and pours his own redemptive blood out and says, thank God that here it is, Jesus. Says, here it is, God. Here it is, Father, that I have given this up for these that I love and those that I cherish. And God is able to say, satisfied, satisfied. Thank God that he was satisfied. Not redemption, but lastly, there's one more entrance. Brother Tom's ahead of me. There's one more entrance that's going to take place. He left. Amen, Brother Bill. But he is coming back. Not only has he left and made that eternal redemption for us, but he's coming back for me. How many of you is he coming back for? Glory to God. Praise God. Hallelujah. I'm so thankful that there is coming a day when Jesus Christ is going to make another great entrance, and Jesus is going to step out onto the clouds, and he's going to be, I don't know what it's going to sound like. I don't know exactly what pitch it will be, but I do know this, that when I hear the sound, when I hear the voice, when I hear that call, I will know that call. I will know that voice. I will know that trumpet. And I will ascend to heaven when Jesus Christ calls me home. Well, you say, well, what is it going to sound like for the Lord himself? I always say this because it blesses me, and it might just bless somebody that's sitting here tonight. I say this for the Lord himself. He's not sending an angel. He's not sending anybody else. He's coming because he loves me. Because he loves you. He's coming back for you. He's going to sound like a shout. Glory to God. It's going to be the shout and the voice of the archangel. And the trump of God is going to sound. And I'm listening for that. Oh, I heard Brother Steve. He's got him a new trumpet. Glory to God. And Brother Steve, you should have brought your trumpet tonight. Because it would have been, I would have got raptured, glory to God, had you blown that trumpet tonight. I would have had a good time with it. But hey, I'm listening for the trumpet. Not a trumpet, but the trumpet. The entrance of the king is announced by a trumpet. And thank God that we're going to be kings and priests when we reign with him. Oh, I'm so thankful that we have that and the sights that we're going to behold. Now, I've already talked about being chubby. Brother Joe has already established that I will qualify. Now, I don't know what I'm going to look like when I go to heaven. You don't know what you're going to look like when you go to heaven. But I do know whatever he looks like. Whatever he is now, we shall be, according to 1 John 3:2, we shall be like him. I'm looking forward to the day. I'm looking forward to the day when my back doesn't hurt when I get out of bed. I'm an old man. I'm 42. I just had to throw that in. I'm sorry. I'm an old man, but I'm looking forward to the day that I don't hurt. I'm looking forward to the day when we don't have to worry about the sickness. I'm looking forward to the day when we don't have to worry about sin anymore. And that day is going to come when Jesus Christ steps out on the clouds. Then we, which are alive and remain, shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. Say, Brother Shane, those words really don't comfort me. Well, the Bible says to comfort one another with these words. And if it doesn't comfort you to know that Jesus is coming again, if it doesn't make your heart be thrilled that God is coming again, I beg you tonight, find your way in an old-fashioned altar. I beg you tonight to trust Jesus Christ as your Savior. But if it does comfort you that Jesus Christ is coming again, boy, I'd beg you just to thank him, praise him, and tell him, thank you, I look forward to seeing and hearing your return. Boy, there's some great entrances that Jesus Christ has made, but I didn't get to see the one that when he came to earth. I didn't get to see the one when he was baptized. I didn't get to see the one when he went into the triumphant entry. I didn't get to see when he went into Jerusalem. I didn't see it when he went into the grave. And I didn't see it when he went into heaven, but thank God, I'm gonna see the next one. I will be there to see the next one. What an entrance. Heavenly Father, Lord, I thank you for this time.